on in this year of our Lord 2013. Our generation has seen a battle, the likes of which has never been experienced before. Many, many men will come home not the same as they left. Many leave behind their arms and legs. Many more leave behind a lot more. Their hearts, their souls, their lives. As we watch the coffins coming home draped in beautiful, tinselated garland, we have to ask ourselves, when will this war on Christmas finally be over? So today's show, The War on Christmas. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another show, everybody. So, here's the thing. A couple weeks ago, I was at the gymnasium, which is the primary place where I see television. You know, I watch plenty of TV on instant Netflix, but this is where I see television, commercials, and, you know, here are the shows that are always, always on. There's always a show where it's like a guy who used to be on a kid's show is involved in crime. You know, you'll have a guy from the Saved by the Bell being a lawyer. You'll have a guy from fucking Saved by the Bell being a cop on a bike. You'll have a guy from Clarissa Explains It All, you know, as a judge or something. So, the other thing they always have on, they always have Food Network. I don't know why. I don't know how that works, but I'm fine with it. You know, here's the easy joke. Oh, they have the Food Network on at the gym. Isn't that ironic? I mean, not really. Who cares? You know what I mean? So what? The food Network's on. It's fine. You know, it's very watchable TV, and you can watch it. You don't have to watch the entire goddamn show. I swear to Christ, I was on the treadmill there a few days ago. I'm watching some fucking show. It's a Friday. There's a woman who's got a scab covering her stomach, and it's shaped like a goddamn spider. You know, and she's looking at the mirror, fingering her spider scab. And some guy is watching her finger her spider scab through a camera and looking, putting a look on his face so that I, as watching it, all I've gathered is something crazy is going on. And this guy is not supposed to know, but he does know, and he's having feelings about it. What those feelings may be, I don't know. I'm guessing it's got some kind of, you know, age-old vampires versus werewolf kind of situation to it. But maybe not. I mean, to be fair, if I were watching my security camera and, you know, I had a cleaning woman working at my house and she went in to look at the mirror and showed her huge spider-shaped scab and was sort of fingering it and looking evil, I would be like, oh, shit. Maybe time to hire a new cleaning woman, you know. Didn't know that I had to put in the ad, hey, no, please do not be involved with cults that have ancient blood feuds dating back a long time. I just really would like someone to dust my nightstands. You know, I sleep kind of on one side of the bed, if I'm sleeping on the bed at all. And the other nightstand tends to get neglected and dusty. So it'd be nice for that to get cleaned off. You know, the window sills, I have curtains over the windows. You could address that, the baseboards, stuff like that. Anyway, so the blood feud, though, I'd prefer to just leave to somebody else if that's at all possible. Here's the other thing that's always on. Fox News. That is always on at the gym. Now, you know, my mom would abort me if she could, when I say that I think Fox News is sort of entertaining for the reason being it's crazy. They report the craziest stories. I mean, it's the most sensational of the newses. And, you know, it's fun to me because they all get pissed. You know what I mean? They all get so mad about everything. Everything to them is a personal attack. And, you know, anything that happens, it's like, oh, my God, can you believe Taco Bell named their new taco and it's only available to order in Spanish, the Spanish name, Tacos Rojas. Now, I thought this was America, goddammit. You need to call it a taco red or a red taco. Some teenagers in Salt Lake City attempted to order this taco as a red taco, and the employee at Taco Bell claimed he didn't even know what that was. Is this what it's, you know, this is what they do. They take something where you're like, okay, well, sure. I mean, you could also, I guess, argue like, well, this guy's name is Jorge, but we're going to call him George. Or, you know, my name's Bill O'Reilly. It's like, well, you're in America, so now it's Bill Riley. Sorry. We don't do little punctuations in a name. I would like to outlaw that, by the way. Here's some things I would not like to see in anyone's name. Any sort of character that is not a letter, number one. Number two, any capitalizations halfway through the name. McDonald. Just, it's fine. We don't need to do a big letter, little letter situation there. You know, and some people do it and some people don't. How am I supposed to know? Why would you, why? Why? Is it necessary? Is that capital D? Ah, this life is horrible. But the one thing, I wake up every day, I know I've got that capital D's got my back. So I'm going to make it. I'm going to be okay. When I saw that capital D, my capital, you know, what if I just was like, all right, well, I'm going to capitalize the first two letters of my last name, or, you know, the end, the K, DK, because I like Donkey Kong. So guess what? Capital D, E-R, capital K. Hope you hate it. Have fun with that. So something that's on Fox News, I was not really aware of this. I mean, I can't claim that I've never heard it, but I've never really paid attention to the war on Christmas. The war on Christmas. Now, when I heard this term, the war on Christmas, I really thought something was going on. And this is why Fox News is so great. Because you think, Jesus Christ, you know, shit's getting crazy out there. You know, we don't have just nothing going on. There is a war on Christmas. There's a war on drugs. I mean, there's also just a regular war kind of war, but we don't talk about that if it could be avoided. So, you know, I wanted to look into this and thought we could talk about it. You know, I look it up, and it's got this great website. It's got a little map of the different things that have happened, you know. And once again, this holiday season, the right to celebrate Christmas is under attack. Click the icons on the map to see where the latest challenges to religious freedom are taking place. And, you know, I know we don't need to get so into this, the right to religious freedom. You know, here's the big problem I have with Christmas. I don't give a fuck, and I think people should just calm down on the, like, okay, if you work at a store, you can't say Merry Christmas. It's like, well, they came into the store, there's fucking trees and shit everywhere. Or, you know, if I sneeze and someone says bless you, I don't go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, fucker, you're trampling my religious freedoms. You know, I don't prefer it necessarily, but what am I going to do? I don't really, they were trying to help me. I don't think they were trying to convert me to their religion there. You know, even if they are, I'm smart enough to not be fooled. Bless me? What? No one's ever said that before. Let's give each other hand jobs and then I'll come to your church. You know, how does that transaction, how does the bless you lead to the going to the church? I don't know. So I'm not super sensitive to that kind of stuff. You know, it's funny to me that this thing exists because the obvious hilariousness of it is, you know, the real fun at the core is that it's like, so people are allowed to have their religious freedom as long as it's okay, you know, using as long as that freedom can be used to basically foist your religion on someone else. And if you eliminate someone's ability to foist their religion on someone else, then you're a dickhead. So let's just go. Let's just click on one of these and see where we've got. We've got, ooh, school bands, Christmas trees, along with the colors red and green. An elementary school in Frisco, Texas, is believed to be the first in the state to violate the Merry Christmas law. There's a whole video, so, and I'm watching this for the first time with you as well, so I hope we could enjoy it. The Merry Christmas law, you will have a fucking Merry Christmas, goddammit. After they banned Christmas trees and the color red and green from an upcoming, quote, winter party. Let's see what the news has to say. If this will play. Think we'll get a commercial first? Are we that lucky?
Apple Orthodontics introduces
Apple Orthodontics. Aura, a revolution. So that's in Pennsylvania.
Orthodontic treatment time up to
50%. Yeah, you can get 50% faster. 1-888-611-Apple. Well, it's some kind of device. I don't know what it is. Oh, this is great. They have a commercial for this orthodontist, and it's like, visit us on Facebook, you know, and then it shows the Facebook icon with a white little box around it because they couldn't clip it to have the rounded corners. That's just how good they are. Okay. Let's see. Winter party causes controversy.
Party. No, he wasn't invited to it, but when he suspected the rules for the party might violate a new state law about political correctness and religious holidays, well, he crashed the party. Fox 4's Brandon Todd.
Okay. There's something else I've noticed from the news being on at the gym. Basically, I put all news anchors in two categories. Reanimated from the dead Steve Carell. You know, so it's Steve Carell, but with sagging skin and a horrible deadness to his eyes. And you kind of expect maggots to just sort of emerge. Or Harry Potter. There's a guy, I don't know what news station it is, but I swear to Christ, it's the real Harry Potter.
Here's your first clip tonight with more, Brandon.
Okay, now we're on the scene.
Steve, the parents,
this is really important that they do this on the news. This fucking asshole has to stand outside of the school. It's nighttime, and the lights are on at the school. And he, for some reason, it's like, if I'm standing near the school, that's legitimate. There's not anybody there. He's not talking to anybody. He's just fucking standing. I'm standing in front of this school where this crazy, you know. What a strange world we live in.
And that lawmaker are doubly upset at that party that's being planned for Nichols Elementary.
He just looked
students.
At the school.
One, that
it's
called
still
a
there.
Winter party. And two, apparently the students will have to follow some party rules that the lawmaker says goes against a newly passed state law.
The Christmas law.
And if
Merry
people
Christmas.
Have a problem and complain about it, then they can call it a holiday tree.
State Representative Pat Fallon says an angry parent asked why.
Okay, if I may. You know, okay, so I don't like a Christmas tree, and his answer is, if they don't like it, they can call it a holiday tree. I see what you're saying, but what if I decided to just, you know, put something all over my car and say, if you don't like it, you can call it a peace swastika. It's a swastika, but if you don't like it, you can call it a holiday bent-armed craziness thing. How about that?
Their child, who goes to Nichols Elementary in Frisco, won't see a Christmas tree.
This is in Texas, by the way.
And won't be allowed to say Merry Christmas at the school's winter party.
This has been case law for 25 and 30 years. So why are we having issues with it in all places in Frisco, Texas?
Yeah, can you believe it? In all places of Texas. I like how this guy's outrage is again, you know, he's like, God, why do people have a problem with Christmas? It's been 25 or 30 years of Christmas. That's how long I've been alive and trying to figure out what the fuck to do with my hair as a politician.
The parent forwarded the Republican an email sent out by the organizer of the school's winter party. And in it, there were three rules listed for the party. No reference to Christmas or any other religious holiday, no red or green or Christmas trees, and nothing that will stain the carpet.
Okay. No reference to Christmas or any other religious holiday. Okay, let me hang on. Let's just look here for a second. There's no reference to Christmas or any other religion. Now, this is sent out to the party planners, by the way. This is not a letter sent to kids. Like, I guess, Jesus, this just reloaded because that's what these news websites have to do. They have to reload every 10 minutes so that you can see a new commercial and enjoy, you know, Rose Orthodontics. What was that thing? Something kind of orthodontist who has a Facebook thing. They have a Facebook, so that's pretty good. Oh, here's an ad for Undertone. Always on demand. So I guess what I should do is get this cable, and then I'll always have this news on demand to make fun of these shitheads. Here's the thing. The letter is clearly to the planners of the party. So I don't think it's necessarily, hey, if your kid says Merry Christmas, I'll fucking kill him. I think it's, hey, we have to plan this party. And, you know, in order to avoid the problems, let's just plan it without reference. You know, let's not do a cross. Let's not do Christy stuff. Let's not do a manger, whatever the fuck that is. You can't even fast forward this video, really. Oh, here we go. Here's a shot of the kids coming out of the school. Blurry, you know. You know, and the red slash green, I guess. I don't know. That seems dumb to me. It's like, oh, fuck it. Who cares their colors?
The parent forwarded the Republican an email sent out by the organizer. Any other religious holiday.
There we go.
No red or green or Christmas trees and nothing that will stain the carpet.
But I agree with number three, but not one and two.
Okay. So he agrees with the third rule. Nothing that will stain the carpet. And he's like, and he's not even joking. Well, I do agree with number three. Staining the carpets in our schools is a pandemic in America. Thanks for weighing in on that one. You know, we did want to know. Thanks for showing us, like, now I'm a sensible man, and I do think some things need to be banned. We do have our traditional Christmas blood punch, and perhaps that's not the bet. Perhaps that would be better replaced by a nice Sprite, which is non-staining, or a club soda, which you can even use to fight stains. I don't know if people know that.
Fallon co-authored HB 308, or the Merry Christmas Law. It allows students and staff at schools in Texas to say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays. Governor Perry signed it into law earlier this year. This week, Texas Values, a conservative group, released a radio ad as a holiday reminder of the new rule.
Did you know that there's a new law in the state of Texas?
The spot is running in the four largest media markets in the state.
Oh my God.
The voice of a child.
And remember,
it's okay to say Merry Christmas.
We're celebrating Christmas, so why can't it be a Christmas party? Or maybe...
Oh man, that's a great ad. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. Holy shit, that's frightening. I mean, here's the thing. If you live in Texas, regardless of how I feel about Christmas, I'd be a little like, okay, well, this is what you're doing then. This is how you're spending your time. Download the Merry Christmas Law summary. Can we get the commercial? Merry Christmas, Texas. I can sign the petition, I guess. Download the summary. Share it with my school district. Okay, well, this doesn't help at all. This is not helpful. You guys did a bad job.
A holiday party, but they've skipped over holiday and go to winter. That's, political correctness gone too far.
Fallon says he called the superintendent of Frisco ISD and was told the party rules were not a district policy. Then he was told by the district's PTA that kids could say Merry Christmas. But then he got a second email from a PTA member. It was a message to other party organizers that read, "Today at the PTA meeting, it was stated that they had decided to keep everything the same. She said they didn't want to offend any families, and since each family donates money, they feel this is the best policy."
Oh. It's my understanding that nothing has changed.
One parent told us the school is very diverse, but the rules don't make sense.
Okay, this is a, like, greasy, crazy woman named Rosie.
I used to say Christmas. They should be able to say Merry Christmas. And the one who doesn't want...
She looks... I swear to God, the look... They're filming in her car with this bright light. It looks just like when, on Law & Order, when they open the cargo container and there are, like, half-alive immigrants in a cargo container. That's what she looks like, right? Just frightened and poorly lit.
Say Merry Christmas. Don't say it. Say it in your way.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good... Where do they fucking find these people? They always find the worst person, you know? It's like, let's see. Can we find some articulate person to express what they're saying and really, really change the discussion or frame it properly? Yes. Christmas is what they say. And if they no can say it, say how you say. Oh, thank you. That's a... You really added to the discussion. Good pick.
Regarding those party rules, the school was unaware of this, and it was not an official PTA correspondence either.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
There have never been any limitations on what the students wear, what they bring to share with their classmates on party days, and what greetings people exchange with each other. Steve?
All right, Brandon, the mention of money and who donates what seems a little off-putting. I'm not sure how that all fits in. It just seems odd. But let me ask you something. The district says
seems
it has
a little
policy.
Weird. Hey, idiot, here's why. Because if all the parents pay for the party, and I'm helping pay for the party, and I don't believe in Christ, that's the problem. Okay? You know, I don't want to donate so they can buy a new crucifix. It's like, oh, I was hoping to donate money so that we could have, like, cookies at this party, perhaps shaped like a tree. But you bought this thing of a guy who's dead and bleeding all over. Oh, that's fine. How can I complain about that? What's to say about that? Dumb.
But the PTA doesn't necessarily have to follow it. Is that the way you understand it? And is that the way the law reads?
No, that's exactly right. The district can make that policy saying that kids are allowed to say Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, whatever they wish. But the school and the PTA do have the freedom within this district to go a different way or to make different rules if they so choose. And of course, the lawmaker I spoke with today said it's one of the things he really doesn't like about this, and he is really wanting to urge the district to change that. Steve?
Okay. Brandon Todd and Frisco.
Okay, hold on. So here's what we find at the end. The last 10 seconds is when they do the news part. You know, they're like, oh my God, sensational story. These people are lawbreakers. And then at the end he goes, well, technically the law is just that they can decide to do that if they want. They can say Merry Christmas, but the law gives them the right to do it, but they don't have to. So by not doing it, they're basically just following the law just as much. Tom? What the fuck? How is this? This is the war so far. Now, let's talk about some Vietnam stuff that happened, right? Someone gets some like naked woman gets napalmed and her skin's melting off. You know, some fucking guy is shooting gooks up in the trees. And in the war on Christmas, we have a holiday party where they say, hey, let's call it a winter party. And this guy's like, it's gone too far. That's going too far. You know, we accepted when you went from Christmas party to holiday party. I can live with that. I can sleep at night knowing that holiday fits in, you know, Christmas is a holiday. Christmas is not winter. Winter is not Christmas. Those can't be exchanged. I'm very upset that you would put in a season, that you would call it a winter holiday party. Is outrageous. Winter's not a holiday. It is a time of year. That's an earth thing. I think it's a liberal agenda that we're seeing here. God, if I've ever seen a liberal agenda, this is it. So there we go. That's the opening volley in the war on Christmas. Let's look at some other states, shall we? See what they're up to. See if we've got any other horrifying events going on. How about Florida? Banning religious decorations from the Candy Cane Lane display didn't sit well with the Christian community in Florida. Yeah, Candy Cane Lane. Jesus. It's a picture of a very hideous angel. Is there no video on this? Ah, that's bullshit. Well, I'm not interested. I want to see them. I want to hear those guys do it. Let's check out. Now we've got one in Wyoming. That's a fun place. Town limits holiday displays to 14 days. Motherfuckers. There's a nice picture of Santa's sleigh. Jackson has set a new limit for holiday displays on its town square to 14 days. The Jackson Hole News and Guides reports that the 14-day limit was set after groups sought to set up unattended displays for weeks on end. The limit applies to nativity scenes, menorahs, Santa-related things, and anything else people might want to install to celebrate the holiday rich season, or just to make a point to the crowds, will be on the square in coming weeks. So this is, let's see if we can get a video here, maybe, on the original reportage from Breitbart. That's another really good one if you want a sensational news time. You know. Oh, yeah, we don't want you leaving your shit lights, your crappy icicle lights that dangle off the edge of the gutter. We don't want those up for a month. And what monsters. By the way, all these Fox News sites, every one I've clicked on so far, brings a pop-up ad for something. You know, your news site is like trying to sell me on these non-existent products, uptodatecontent.net/refinance/rate3.php. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? It just froze my computer. I can't even read about the horror in Wyoming. No, I don't want to close all my tabs. What do you think this is? The end of Christmas as we know it? No video. There was a really great picture of an old man looking shocked. Ooh. The Wausau, Wisconsin School District says it's okay to jingle bells and don gay apparel, but lay off the baby Jesus stuff. This is good. Go ahead and get gay, but, but don't say any songs about Jesus. Oh, man. I love that gay apparel stuff. That's a good one. Don, we now are gay apparel. I mean, so what? Appropriately fitting suits? Is that what we're against this year? Oh, Jesus. If I could make one suggestion to Fox News, it would be to probably go ahead and not put your pictures by your articles. I mean, this guy looks like he just wants Christmas stuff up because he jacks off to nativities. He sticks the things together with semen. Let's just go to videos here and see what we've got. We've got our good friend Bill O'Reilly here taking on War on Christmas again. Bill O'Reilly has started his annual fight. Let's see what happens. Oh, man, a lot of dead air on this show, huh? Hang on, I can fix that. Let's see what happens. It's jingle bells. You like that? See, I'm pro-Christmas. I'm pro-Christmas. You know, I don't know. I'm pro-Christmas just because it's hard not to. What else are you going to do? I mean, I still have to take the day off work. It's not like I can take a winter day. It's Christmas. That's what I get. That's where we live. What can I tell you? I wish it was different. But 'tis not.
Of course, everybody has secrets.
Here's a nice ad.
In fact,
Emma Stone explaining to us right how we should wear makeup.
Really naked makeup covers, you know. Flaws, melting into skin to even out.
Can
your
we get one so makeup one endorsement makeup person who's like, this is me with no makeup and I look like shit, and this is me with makeup and I look amazing? They're always like, well, I'm probably one of the top 10
Bill
hottest
O'Reilly.
Babes.
Thanks for watching us tonight. The War on Christmas centralizes. That is the subject of the...
Why does Bill O'Reilly sound like a villain? The War on Christmas centralizes.
This evening's Talking Points memo. Well, over the years, we've taken on the role of protecting the federal holiday of Christmas. As you know, there are some Americans who are offended by any...
He's got the funniest cadence. We've taken on the role of protecting Christmas. As you know, there are some Americans who are offended by Christmas. They need him to voice like a villain in the next Pixar movie, you know? And if you think toys can have lives of their own, you are offensive.
A reference to Jesus Christ. And that's what the USA celebrates on December 25th. The birth of the baby Jesus. President Grant signed the holiday into law after Congress passed legislation in 1870 acknowledging the country's Judeo-Christian tradition.
That's great.
And so, Americans officially got the day off from work.
Now I like that it's if we have the day off from work, that's, you know, hey, if the federal is closed, we get the day off work. You know, they also did like President's Day where they're just like, eh, fuck it, we can't take 2 days off for our two most famous presidents. Let's just slam those together into one day. You know what I mean? Like, how does that work? Or, I don't know, Veterans Day. I mean, my work is closed on Veterans Day. It's really, I mean, no disrespect, but what am I going to do? You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, I really spend, me and everyone else, we really spend a lot of time on Veterans Day reflecting on the sacrifice. You know what I mean? Fuck that.
Everything was swell up until about 10 years ago when creeping secularism and pressure groups like the ACLU began attacking the Christmas holiday.
While he's talking to you, it's like showing a summary of what he's saying. So, you know, about 10 years ago, creeping secularism and pressure groups like the ACLU began attacking the Christmas holiday. This is like sort of subtitled next to his head in a big red box, you know, that's got a slight curve to it so it looks futuristic. I mean, is this show, this is like a show for handicapped people.
Holiday. They demanded.
He's also holding a pen. What is he writing during this show? You know what I mean? It's like, hey, fucker, you don't even write the show. What do you have a pen for you're gesturing with?
The word Christmas be removed from advertising and public displays, and many people caved into that.
Yeah.
So now we have the Happy Holidays Syndrome.
Syndrome. Now we have the Happy Holidays Syndrome.
What is
great.
Interesting this year is that Hanukkah will be over on Thursday. So there are no more holidays between then and Christmas Day. It's just Christmas.
Yeah.
If you want to invoke happy. Bad yeah. news for the secular progressives.
Oh, they're fucked. What are they going to do? You got them, Bill. I mean, that's so stupid. Again, you know, it's a holiday. That's what they call it. You just called it a holiday, right? You're like, it's a federal holiday. Meanwhile, you're like, hey, it's a Christ time. This is a Jesus time. Okay? So now that your Juanica is not going to be at the same time, well. Looks like the tables have turned. Okay? Looks like all of a sudden, America is back on track.
The absurdity of the situation was brilliantly parodied today in the Mallard Fillmore cartoon strip by our pal.
Okay. Yeah, the always relevant political cartoon. Does anyone enjoy political cartoons? Are political people who the fuck? How do you grow up and become a political cartoon? They must just make money, right? It must be a cartoonist who's just like, oh, you guys pay like 50K, and all I have to do is be like, all right, here's a square. Here's a fat guy in a suit. I'm going to put whiskers on him. Then we know he's a fat cat. And he's saying something about the spendocrats. So here we've got a little a duck watching TV. And the TV says the following Christmas special actually mentions Christianity. Viewer discretion is advised. Hilarious. Very good. I mean, what a laugh. What a laugh we get out of that, right? I mean, that's, oh, God. Whew.
Bruce Tinsley. The following Christmas special actually mentions Christianity. Viewer discretion is advised. And then there's May.
God, he even said
Macy's, a company that I generally like because it supports wounded warriors. But
now, before we get too far into Macy's, I do like that they support wounded warriors. Before I bash them, I just want you to know, I think they make some good decisions, such as supporting our proud veterans who, you know, are overseas right now stabbing brown people with sharpened Christmas poles.
This year they're touting Santa Claus, who will help you, quote, with your holiday wish list.
Those motherfuckers.
So here's my question to Macy's. What holiday is Santa celebrating?
Santa's not real, motherfucker. That's my question for you. What do you think? What holiday do you think Santa is celebrating as a guy? Because if I had to guess, I would say, and also, what the fuck does Santa have to do with Jesus? Those are two separate things. I don't understand, you know, Santa. This is the thing. Santa, the tree, all that stuff, fine. You know what I mean? I think we could decide that Santa is not a Jesus-related situation, right? Can we all accept that? He's like the Tooth Fairy. No one, I don't think anyone says, right? The Tooth Fairy. Oh my God, that's Protestant bullshit. We will not in my house. You know, what holiday? By the way, Santa works on Christmas, right? So according to your own thing, he really is being quite disrespectful to, as you put it, the baby Jesus.
Winter solstice? The birthday of a reindeer? What? On the national front, there are three primary culprits seeking to diminish Christmas.
Okay, let me guess. Three primary culprits seeking to diminish Christmas. I'm going to guess dirty hippies, women who do not trim their pubic hair, and who else would Bill O'Reilly really be against? Men who wear tight pants.
The American Civil Liberties Union, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and the American Humanist Association.
Yeah, oh, those big, the American, what the fuck is that?
The most aggressive is the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which routinely threatens to sue small towns and school districts if they dare utter the word Christmas or...
Where did he, does he always talk like this? I mean, does he like read audiobooks of his crazy books? If they ever threaten to celebrate Christmas in their own homes.
Or allow choirs to sing carols in public schools.
What?
The irony is that nobody's bothering the atheists. They are free to celebrate whatever they want to celebrate.
That's the point, motherfucker. What would the atheists be celebrating? That's what a secular holiday is, you stupid bastard. Jesus, what? Yeah, okay, so if I invent my own holiday, you're saying like, well, 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 now the tables have turned. Here's the difference. Okay, here's the difference as someone who's got no religion in his life. I don't care. I mean, I don't really give a fuck if Macy's decides to celebrate Christmas. I was at the store yesterday buying Christmas presents for somebody. I'm going to tell this like Bill O'Reilly style. Can I try? Yesterday, I was at a store called World Market. This is a store that purports that perhaps there are chocolates and confections better than the ones produced in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Now, for my money, I don't think that's true, and it puts a lot of wounded warriors out of work to send our chocolatiering money to the Swiss Alps. Do the Swiss Alps really need our help? Isn't that where evil men are keeping their evil monies? Terrorist questions aside, I was shopping at this World Market where they have liberal ideas such as coffees from Costa Rica and non-plastic bags. As I was perusing the aisles, I selected several items for a friend of mine. He's actually the pastor at my church, and he wrote the foreword to my new book, Killing Some Old Historical Shithead That No One Cares About, so that Bill O'Reilly can get $39.95 for about 150 pages of text in size 14 font. Available at your bookstores on Christmas. As I was exiting the store, the woman behind the counter dared to not say Happy Holidays, to not say Merry Hanukkah, to not say Sweet Jam Out Kwanzaa. She said to me, Merry Christmas. This bold young lady has struck a blow against the war for Christmas that will not be forgotten by this humble millionaire. And will ring on in my heart. I looked back at her and I said, Merry Christmas to you too, you brave warrior. So this is what happens. So I go and, you know, the lady says Merry Christmas. Fine. It's fine. You know what I mean? I just thought about it because I said, I guess they don't really care here. Or they don't tell you not to say Merry Christmas, but I don't care. What do I care? You know what I mean? And she's like a real person. I know she's at a job, but she's also a real person. And she wants to wish me a Merry... It's not... The thing is, like, as far as being sensitive to Christmas, all right, when you're in school or something like that, or if I'm at work and my boss says, you have to say Merry Christmas, that's fucked. You know what I mean? And I don't, there's nothing in it for anyone, because if you're forcing me to say Merry Christmas, or you're forcing me to color in a thing of Jesus, I'm just going to hate it more. It's not going to help me really feel the way that you feel about. I know you want me to experience things the way you do. It's not going to work. Okay? But at the same time, if I go into your store and your boss is like, hey, you know, the official line is say happy holidays, but I don't know, use your judgment. If somebody looks like a Christmas person, if they're wearing a shirt that says Merry Christmas, go nuts. Who cares? You know, obviously I'm buying Christmas gifts. You know, it's a bunch of shit for somebody I don't even know. So, you know, it's a clear hodgepodge gift of, I don't know what the fuck to buy this person. So I'm going to throw a bunch of crap in a bag. And, you know, that'll kill some time on Christmas Day. Hopefully by the time they finish it, opening it, I'll be drunk. The end. Period. So when she says that to me, I don't freak out. It's fine. I don't care. She's not saying, fuck you. You know, she's saying Merry Christmas. It's fine. She's at work. Whatever. I'm not even at work. If anything else, I can walk away saying, well, she's at work. That blows. I'm not. That's great. So here's the thing. Say whatever you want. But, you know, be prepared to accept the consequence. That's all I'm saying.
They are free not to believe, and they are free to snicker at anybody who does believe. That's not good enough for these people. They want to banish any mention of Jesus in the public square.
What the fuck is the public square? You know, the public square. Yes. You know, where Bill O'Reilly hangs out with his friends on the steps and they eat from a deli and watch the world go by while drinking coffees and no. How many public squares is Bill O'Reilly in that he's just hanging out and he's like, they yelled at me for mentioning Jesus. I want to see a goddamn manger. Okay?
They are the oppressors. The Christmas spirit people are just upholding a nice tradition.
So I see how this is going. You're oppressing me. You're not allowing me to do what I want. We're just upholding a nice tradition. That's the problem, sir. It's not a nice tradition. Okay? It is not. I mean, the Jesus thing, that's a horrible story. That is a terrible story. The story of Jesus is fucking terrifying and horrific and gory. You know, that would be like if the story of Christmas was the story of Freddy Krueger. And we were saying, we just want to make sure kids know that a bunch of parents one time burned a child molester alive in a furnace. And then he came back to haunt their nightmares with a glove made out of scissors. What's wrong with that?
We allowing anti-Christmas madness. Poll last year showed 47% of Americans believe there is a war on Christmas. 40% do not. 13% are confused.
Now, hold on. These are always great, these polls. 40% are confused. It's always like...
...of Jesus in the public square.
Here we go.
They are the oppressors.
The
Christmas spirit people are just upholding a nice tradition. So why are we allowing anti-Christmas madness? Poll last year showed 47% of...
Okay. Do you believe there is a war on Christmas? 47% yes. 40% no. 13% not sure. What does that even mean, not sure? If someone says to me, do you believe there's a war on Christmas? Wouldn't the answer either be like yes or I've never even heard of that or no? And if you've never heard of it, that's a no, right? If you're like, what? Do I believe, you know, if I said to somebody, do you believe in Cthulhu? And they said, I'm not sure. You know, this is not a question like, do you believe in God? Well, I don't know. I go back and forth. You know, I have good days and bad days. This is a question of, do you believe this event is happening? Do you believe in San Diego Comic-Con from last year happened? Yes or no? I'm not sure. You know, I haven't looked at... Okay, that's a no then. I like to, it's like, do you believe there's a war on Christmas? 47% say yes. 40% say no. 13 say not sure. So 47% to 40%. And by the way, out of 500, oh my God. 500 registered voters, huh? Amazing. Asked in December, too. That's not a biased poll.
Americans believe there is a war on Christmas. 40% do not. 13% are confused. So once again this year, I will keep an eye on the situation. Helping me is the Alliance Defending Freedom Organization based in Scottsdale, Arizona. They have been very
successful. Okay, good. Land of Breaking Bad. Nothing like something based in Arizona. That's where crazy people are based, right? I mean, good God. Thank God Bill O'Reilly's on the case, though.
Successful in defending traditional rights in the courts. Therefore, I say to them, God bless you,
ooh,
each and every
shit.
One, with apologies to Dickens. And that's a memo. Now for the top story tonight, reaction, let's go out to Arizona, bring in Doug Napier, an attorney
Jesus
who works
Christ.
For the Alliance organization.
So this guy looks like, he looks exactly like the mugshot of a high school principal who's caught feeling up a cheerleader.
What cases are you working on this season?
You know, Bill, as you pointed out, the majority of Americans celebrate Christmas, so everybody should have the right to enjoy this season without the interference of a few bah humbug bullies.
You could tell, I bet this motherfucker was up all night coming up with that term, bah humbug bullies. And when he did that, he was like, fucking nailed it. Bah humbug, this is going to be awesome. Bill O'Reilly's going to shit himself when I get on there and I go, without getting interrupted by some bah humbug bullies, he's going to write that down with a stupid fucking pen.
Recently, we've seen three cases where schools have banned music from their schools based on misinformation that's been put out by these organizations that don't understand the constitutionality of Christmas. There were two cases, one in Wisconsin and New Jersey, which you've talked about on your show, where they banned the Christmas carols. And then the last one was in South Carolina, where it was a school band. There weren't even words. It was just music. And they said, well, even though the students picked these songs, Joy to the World and O Come You Faithful, they...
Can I just say, a lot of this war on Christmas business seems to be centered around schools and basically what kind of parties the schools can have. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so now a bunch of stupid kids can't sing O Come All Ye Faithful? Who cares? Do you know what kind of stupid shit that we had to sing in school when I was a kid? We had to sing like, you know, how many roads must a man walk down? Stuff like that. We had to sing Thank God I'm a Country Boy. That has God in it. Also, I didn't really believe in the message because I said, I don't think I'm really a country boy. And also, I don't know if I would be happy about that. Kind of a rural suburban loser guy. Not really a country boy. And a lot of Craigslist ads out there, by the way. I don't know if this is a Colorado thing or if this is a worldwide thing. You guys let me know. A lot of Craigslist, like, casual encounters, which is the one people get on when they just want to fuck somebody, that are focused on, I would really like a cowboy. Which I don't know what that means. I mean, does that mean they want some guy who works on a ranch? Does that mean they want someone who works on a ranch? Or, you know, is it just show up in a cowboy hat and boots? You do know it's not like fireman where you cannot just buy a fireman jacket at the store. You can just buy cowboy stuff at the store. Who's going to know? If you just show up in a denim shirt and a belt buckle and a cowboy hat, it's like, all right, this is who I want to fuck. I don't know. I guess it's fine. But I'm not sure what they mean. And I've always been surprised at the large number of cowboy requests. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Doug Napier reporting.
They banned them from the schools. Alliance Defending Freedom sent a letter, told the truth about Christmas, that Christmas is constitutional, and they allowed these back in the schools. But
all right,
well,
This is like what's funny about Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly interrupts even the ones who are agreeing with him. Even people who come on with the intention to agree with him, he's like, oh, 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 oh. If you ever get the chance to be on his show, do not do it. Because what's not going to happen, you're not going to school Bill O'Reilly. Because he just turns your microphone down and just yells over you until you stop talking. And then he'll make some asinine point like this.
Carolina, a suburb of Charlotte, North Carolina, right on the border. So
we needed that geography.
What prompted the school officials here in a small town, Rock Hill, to say, you know, we're not even going to allow Christmas music? Were they threatened? Did somebody come and shake?
Look, here's my point, by the way, but getting back to the parties and the song, who fucking cares? Why are kids singing these stupid songs and having goddamn parties at school anyway? Believe me, in fifth grade, if you told me, okay, you can come to the holiday, winter, Christmas, Jesus, whatever party tomorrow, Friday, or just not come to school, you could just leave a half hour early, that place would have been a goddamn desert of the real. There would not be anyone. I would have left immediately. Well, yeah, you know, it's very important to me that I party in school. Fuck that. I'll just leave. It's fine. I hated when we had parties in school because to me it was just such a blatant acknowledgement of like, you don't really need to be here today, but we do for some reason. There's no real reason we have to be here, but let's just suck it up and we'll all get through this, huh? Fuck that shit. Who cares? Just go home. What, you know? Oh, it's very important to me that when I'm in fifth grade, we go to the Civic Center and stand on a bunch of risers and sing a song I don't even know the words to, even though we've been singing it for 8 months, because I just don't pay attention, and it just sounds like shit. And it was very important to my parents that they can spend an uncomfortable day in the world's worst chair going and fighting with each other about whether or not they have to dress up and listen to their son sing some stupid song that they... Can you even understand? Would it even matter what song you sang? I mean, you could just be like, all right, for our next concert, we're going to sing So What, you know? And then, so fucking what? And then you sing, I even sucked an old man's cock. You can't understand when it's like 50 kids and they're all singing off key and it's slightly different tempo. You can't understand what they're saying.
Them, what precipitated that?
What's happening to this school and others is that they're getting misinformation from groups like the ACLU, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They're coming in and they're telling things about Christmas that aren't true.
Give me an example.
Well, they're saying you can't have Christmas carols in the school. The students can't sing religious music in the schools. Every federal court that's reviewed this issue has said that you can. And what we have to do, and you're doing a great job, Bill, of getting the information.
Okay, this is, again, you know, it's like, okay, they can. But the school can also say, no, you can't. You know, the school can make their own choice. I guess maybe you don't like the fact that they're hiding behind the law. You feel that they're hiding behind the law. But to me, it's just like, I don't know. Here's what I like. Okay, if you run a store, like if I ran my own coffee shop, I always thought about this because, you know, it's my dream to run my own donut shop where I just get there at 4 a.m. and make the donuts and people come in and buy them, and I'm kind of a surly asshole who people grow to love. Okay, and I meet a charming, big foreheaded woman who also has a sort of bitchy, big headed, foreheaded daughter. And, you know, we make love a couple times, then we break up a couple times, and we'll see where it goes from there. That being my dream, I've always wondered this. I'm like, what if one day I decided to go in? You know, and I wanted to play some music. You know, I'm making the donuts and then I'm working the register and I'm like, fuck it, this is my store, right? I could do whatever I want in here. I mean, according to these freedoms and all that kind of stuff, I should be able to sort of appoint my store however I like. You know, so if I wanted to have a big sign up that's like just a picture of a woman's open vagina, I should be allowed to do that, right? I mean, right? Is that how this works? I don't understand how it works. you know, if I just came in one time and it was, I don't know. Let's see. So, you know, then this lady's in there and she's like, did that song just say motherfucker? And I say, yes, it did. Welcome to Pete's Donut Shop, burn in hell, you fucks. You know, if I just had a huge picture of a cock on the men's restroom, I mean, that should be allowed, right? You should be allowed to do kind of whatever you want. And here's the thing. If you don't like it, don't go. That's what they say about Christmas, but the problem is it's at school. You know, this. Here's what happens. This is a story that comes up every 6 months, right? Some shit town, they open up one of these bikini top barista zones, you know, where it's called like tropical suntan coffee. And they have these baristas who are in bikinis. Everyone gets pissed. They're like, I don't want that in our town. This is porno, you know. Which is, I mean, I don't really particularly want to go there either. And I gotta say, you know, I'll go to a porno place for porno because they do good porno. And I will go to a coffee place for coffee because they do good coffee. I can make two trips. I'm not such a busy man that I need to condense porno and coffee into one. You know, I'm like, well, shit. I have to choose between jacking off and drinking a coffee from a drive-thru today. Or I could go to the topless coffee place, right? I mean, what? Yeah, but these open, and then the refrain is always like, what's happened to our society? But for me, it's the same as Christmas. It's like, just don't go there. But here's the difference. Your child isn't legally obligated to go to a coffee place every day, and you have to fill out all this paperwork if you want to go to a different one every day. And you have to, like, put money into this and buy them supplies to go. And, you know, they don't have to sit in a desk in the topless coffee zone all day. They do at school. They have to. They have to go. So why not just make it an experience we can all... Just sing the Rudolph song. That's fine.
...out to the American public. Alliance Defending Freedom sent out 13,000 letters to school districts to tell the truth about Christmas. Armed with the truth, Christmas can come back in, and the Bah Humbug folks can go out.
But it seems to me...
Oh, he messed it up. You can see the disappointment that he said Bah Humbug folks instead of Bah Humbug bullies.
With all... This isn't a news story. This has been going on for decades, as I pointed out. And you guys have won pretty much every case that you brought into court, correct?
Sure, and what we're seeing now is they're not even bringing these cases to court. They're sending out these threatening letters with misinformation in them, and the schools are backing down.
With all of that known that you have won and that the federal courts have upheld the Christmas traditions, why do these school boards fold? Why do they do that? Why didn't they just say, look, it's already been adjudicated. We know we can do it. We're going to do it, and blank you. Merry Christmas.
Blank you. Blank you, Merry Christmas. That's like, that should be his slogan for the month of December. Fuck you, Merry Christmas. Right? I love Bill O'Reilly too, because here's what he does. He is like the worst late night host of all time. You know how sometimes you'll see a stand up going late night and the host will just be like, so you drove here in traffic, right? Do you have any sort of stories to tell about traffic? And they'll be like, oh my God, Jay, if I got a tale for you about traffic. You know how sometimes women in traffic, you know, they just launch into, that's exactly what he does, but slower and more boring and more confusing. You know, and he basically just says, so you've won all your cases. Everything about you is right. I love your tie. We're wearing almost the same tie. You've got a crazy blurry background of just a random city behind you. What could someone possibly complain about?
Some of these small schools, they're afraid of litigation. They don't have big budgets. And that's why the Alliance Defending Freedom will come and defend them for free at no cost to the school districts. But they need to be informed. And so we hope they'll read the letters. If
see, this is what I love, too. You know, they're saying, oh, yeah, they're getting pushed around because people say we're going to sue you. So they say, all right, well, fuck it. Let's not do a Christmas party. Yeah, I mean, as the school, why can't you just say that? Why can't you just be like, you know what? No offense, I appreciate the very kind offer of you to embroil us in a court battle for 8 months that I don't even really care about which way it goes, but we'll probably just stick to doing school shit. How about that?
People out there, and they need to go to their school districts, and they need to tell them the truth. They can go to our website, alliancedefendingfreedom.org. All of the fact sheets are on there, the laws on there, the letters that we sent out to the school districts are on there. They can tell the truth to the school districts. And once they're informed, they usually back down, like these last three schools.
They all backed down right after we put it on there. But I think it wasn't because of you and your fine organization or the Constitution. They backed down because I threatened to come there myself. And that was it.
Good one, Bill. God, this guy's an asshole.
Threw everybody into pandemonium.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that very much.
But it's good that people know that your organization will defend them gratis, pro bono, if they are harassed by these other people. Okay.
Harassed.
Counselor,
absolutely.
Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Why are people doing that? I hate that. If you're being harassed by these people. Okay. I was just talking to someone at work about this. So a few months ago, well, just recently, we had this funny thing where, you know, they were talking about some kind of org chart and it's divided into quarters. Or as the guy who did it puts it, quartiles. He kept saying the word quartiles. After he said it about 10 times, I was like, why is that word bothering me so much? And I said, oh, because we already have that word and it's called quarters. If you take something and cut it into four pieces, they're not quartiles, they're quarters. We don't need to add an ending. And there was another time, you know, I was doing a different job and we were working on like an architectural project, right? And so they were asking which way things would be facing, how they would be oriented. And they kept saying orientated. How will that be orientated? And after 10 times, I literally had to say, guys, oriented, come on. We don't need to make up a new word because we like it better than the other one. It's the word, you know? Oriented. Orientation. Is that what it's going to be now instead of orientation? Orientated. Give me a fucking break. You don't have to come up with these crazy words, you know? Harassment. Sexual harassment. Sexual harassment. Okay, shut up. Give me a break. Well, guys, I think the war on Christmas, I don't know if you agree with me or not. I don't know if there's anything to laugh about in the whole show, but after an exploration of the war on Christmas, I have to say I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little let down. I thought it was going to be the most incredible, most exploitive, explosive episode we've ever had, and it turns out it's mostly about, like, I don't know, some shitheads who want to explain to us how they love Jesus. But hey, we did it, right? We figured out, we blew the lid off the whole war on Christmas, that it's made up. It's an invention, you know? Who cares? I mean, here's the big thing that you should know about the war on Christmas, okay? When we talk about, like, the war on terror, that was, like, shooting people and blowing up their houses. When we talk about the war on Christmas, it's like, hey, kids can sing other retarded songs, okay? You might just have to go, I mean, Jesus Christ, what did we play in school band? We played Wipeout. Does anyone need to hear that song played amateurly? We played the Top Gun theme song. Ba 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 ba. Sounded like ass. I was so bad in the band, I didn't even know that my part was not chorus. I was playing harmony notes in time with the chorus, and it sounded like garbage. So let's just calm down, right? I don't know. Find something else to do. Jesus Christ. Yeah, if you're into Jesus Christ, I don't know. Make your kid carve a cross out of soap or some shit like that. I don't know. I don't know what people do. Go to midnight mass. That seems like a productive thing to do. Hey, you know what's a great idea? In the dead of winter, let's get all the old people out of bed and have them drive the icy streets. You know, and they can't find their glasses, so they'll just wear their sunglasses to drive at night. We've got this all figured out. We've got this on lock. Anyway, enjoy your holiday. You want to be sure I'll be your little old honey, honey bunny. You try to start me off on Christmas night with a 5 pound. No, I better increase that. Make it 10 pounds. No, I better put in a good bit.
why I'm begging, because, I mean, I'd catch you next year. You know, people go out, and sometimes you don't see them no more, so bring the money. Santa, can you hear me? Fire!